film from Saturday, what was maybe some things that stuck out to you guys that you want to fix for this week?
I mean, we had a few key mistakes that we feel like led to a loss, you can say. But our coach always tells us that it's a small margin of error when you're playing such a great team. So we just got to capitalize on those mistakes and not let those happen next time. I mean, just not getting off the field on third down and allowing them to keep their drive going.
Now that you've had a few days to reflect on the game, I mean, how much hungry are you guys now to go the rest of the way, you know, obviously not losing another game?
We, as a group, we feel like we could have really came out with a win. So in the inside, that makes us feel like, okay, we know what we got to do now, so we got to step it up a little bit more each and every week.
Give you guys confidence, you know, knowing that you're with a team like Alabama, you know, pretty deep into the third quarter like that?
I mean, yeah, we already had confidence, but now I guess we can just see it from a view of our perspective. So, but we already had the confidence that we can beat them, but we didn't. So we just got to work hard each week.
How much of an emphasis is run defense for you?
Say it again.
How much of an emphasis is run defense for y'all moving forward? Based on the last two games?
We pretty much are focusing on the same concepts, just doing our own job, each and every man, 11 guys doing our own job. So it's not more of an emphasis on the run, it's just more of an emphasis on that man doing your job.
And how much did it help or how much did it benefit facing a quarterback like Jalen Hurts who can run with the ball? How's that benefit you guys moving forward?
I mean, it benefits because if we see another quarterback that got a skill set like him, we'll know how to attack that.
When you look at New Mexico State, you know, what are some things that they do that you guys are keying on this week?
The quarterback has a great arm. He's a great quarterback, we feel like, and they got a good core of wide receivers. They're not big, but they're all kind of average height, but quick, fast, run great routes. And they like to catch the ball, so it's gonna be a good challenge for us this week.
How nice is it for you to, you know, getting noticed nationally, you know, yet again? How nice has that been for you?
Say it again.
To get noticed, you're at the semifinals for the Thorpe Award.
Oh yeah, I was at practice and my coach told me about it. So at the practice, I went and looked, but it's a great feeling that they selected me for that. But I really don't get into all that.
Past couple of years after you guys' first loss of the season, the next game has been also a loss as well. So how important is it for you guys to bounce back, you know, right away this week against New Mexico State?
We know what we have to do, so we're just looking at it for getting better 1 week at a time. So we're just focusing on New Mexico State right now. So come out with a W on that, and then we're going to move forward from there.
Is it important to remember that y'all still have a lot to play for? And, I mean, one loss to Alabama could still – you know, y'all can still do great things with that.
Right. We know with just one loss we can still do a lot. So we don't want to look too far ahead, but in the back of our mind, we know that we still are playing for something. So it's going to be there.